What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com. We have everybody back. Everybody's back. And you know what that means? That means the season's about to start, and we're looking forward to it. Peter, what in the world are you wearing right now?
It's a hodgepodge of things. It's been that kind of morning. Slept 12 hours last night trying to make up on sleep. I have a Thought Leader t-shirt on. I have a blanket. This is actually the Nashville influenced hotel blanket. Remember from the party when we went up to the rooftop and my wife loved these blankets at the hotel, so she bought some. And I don't know, do you want like everything? You want my Gymshark shorts?
I thought that you had like a king like a robe, or what's it, and what would it be called?
I think a robe. Yeah, this is actually what I'm going to wear to the Bitcoin Angel Holder Castle Party.
So someone legit tagged, they didn't tag Tuttle. They know who
the bull
and the bear are on the Swolecast. But JM Zubin One Prank, Lil J is what they call him. He said, thanks for the sick advice. Castle Party, here we come. And that's from the, basically, we recommended that people get the Bitcoin Angel by Trevor Jones. And he announced yesterday that everyone that has a Bitcoin Angel has a legit pass to a castle party in Scotland. It's a huge castle, like one of the biggest castles in the world.
And you're a no Bitcoin angeler, as far as I understand.
I'm a no Bitcoin angeler. I might have to use one of yours. And it will be Peter and Soccer Dave take over Scotland.
Kitchen, can we get Better Collective to pay for this content trip? You would be. imagine how good that would
be. I'm sure that there's like locals. I'm sure there's a Better Collective Scotland like out there. I'm sure that we can get something. It's going to be in 2022. So hopefully we'll be ready to travel and everything will be good.
You're telling me Better Collective can't afford a Bitcoin Angel?
No, not a Bitcoin Angel. It'd be the travel that goes along with it to Scotland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't give it to Pete for free though. Pete, you gotta get like a pudgy penguin out of it or something.
Yeah, we'll make sure. I mean, I'm not gonna let
imagine me having a pudgy penguin. Biggest scam PFPs that there are. All right, we have an interesting show. Honestly, I want to know, Peter, about your trip to Vegas. Like, how crazy was it? Was it typical Vegas crazy? You had Club Top Shot. Like, what all went down?
Yeah, it was. I don't know what typical Vegas crazy is these days. I thought we had a very nice time. We went to Summer League on Sunday, caught a few games there. What else did we do? We went. We hit the tables pretty hard. Lots of craps, lots of blackjack. That was fun. Got some really nice dinners. Last night or Monday night, we're at Momofuku. All of us had a private room. That was very fun. And then we played hoops, very reminiscent of the Roto Grinders game from a couple years back. Everyone very hungover. We rented out a gym for a couple hours, did a lot of 5-on-5, some 3-on-3, all that good stuff.
Did Top Shot pay for a meal for you guys?
They sponsored our dinner. They did.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Getting good with the rolling.
Kitchen's like, bro, my bag is so deep, and they can't send me a Nashville hot fried chicken Postmate on the house.
Davis, when you're a part of the Nine Lives Lounge, like Peter and I am, it's all the utility you need, bro. We want to check in with Mr. Tuttle. Tuttle leaves for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, NFTs just go crazy. And I want to get Tuttle's thoughts as the local bear on the show. How you feeling?
I mean,
you ready to invest in a fractional share of a punk right now?
Yeah, my advice would be to buy the top, hold as long as possible. Don't learn from our mistakes with Top Shot. Just hodl.
It's good advice.
Yeah, Davis, where are you right now? Like, and since we left last week.
Funnily enough, I just woke up to a Top Shot sale. Because a bunch of stuff, you know, is on the rise.
Paper so hands.
I just listed a couple of my things. I listed a Tyrese Maxey 3-star rookie for $150, and I woke up to the notification that money hit my Dapper wallet. Kitchen, there was a sale on our Darius Garland bag. The floor of the Darius Garland bag has been raised.
Oh, trust me, I know. That's if you go to my moment ranks, like you've seen, like that's. I think Darius Garland's now like a fifth of my. how many Garlands do you think I have?
I'm gonna guess you have a minimum of 4 Garlands.
Oh, I was gonna say like 20.
Okay, Tuttle, you wanna throw in a guess there?
I think Davis is closer with 4. I'll go 5. I'll barely outbid him.
You guys are way off.
I'm closest.
Peter was closest.
No way.
Let's see. I've got 24 of just the regular rookie, and then 2 of the rookie debuts, 3 of the MGLE rookies.
Oh my God, Dave! Why
1 S2 MGLE? I've got every Garland except the hollow.
How much advice from this guy?
How much were you sweating them not taking Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs? Like, how much are you begging them to take Evan Mobley?
Davis, I don't know if you saw, but Draymond Green said the shiftiest person he's had to guard is Darius Garland. I mean, yeah, I am placing
I also saw a big
bet on DG the PG.
Did you catch Draymond Green begging Kevin Durant to tell him it wasn't his fault that he left the Warriors?
Just loving that drama. But yeah, I mean, Darius Garland, the floor has been raised from like 60 or 70 bucks to now I'm looking at it. It is 101 now. So we're getting up there. We're getting up there, Davis. And it's going to just continue to go. Cause I don't know if you know, unlike traditional sports cards, like Tuttle's into, they're not making any more S1s.
Don't put me on the traditional sports card.
You're not a traditional cardboard head anymore.
I never was. You tried to get me to fit that bill so I could
you
talk about it.
Went to Target.
I enjoy
to
watching.
See if they had boxes.
I enjoy watching breaks. I bought boxes. I probably have less than $1,000. Maybe not. Around $1,000 in sports.
Buddy, let me tell you, I wish that I had less than $1,000 sunk into sports cards because I mean, do you know the barrier of entry that
they're
I will
so
have?
Fun.
You know, like,
make
me an offer on this box. Make me an offer on this box because I can't look at it anymore. You know how many best ball entries are in this box? You know how many Best Ball Mania 2 entries I could get if I would have never bought this crap? It's unbelievable.
You're a true collector, Davis. You were truly in it just for the act of collecting because everyone could have told you those weren't going to be worth anything.
No,
Diamond hands, Davis.
It's so fun to open packs. And then once that goes away, you're just like, what the hell do I do with this?
I mean, I was in it for the dopamine. I was in it for the dopamine.
100%.
Okay, so we're giving away a dear
Kawhi Leonard. So stupid.
A Kawhi
the
Leonard.
Best giveaway ever.
At some point this week, we will give away a Kawhi Leonard because we hit 3,000 followers on the Swolecast. So I don't know. It'll be like a retweet contest, I guess. It's something to where we can reward those who have subscribed to the Swolecast. Yeah, we've hit 3,000 followers. So the last time we looked, the Kawhi Leonard
retweeted the tweet. On February 25th, when you sent out the
giveaways are supposed to, like, you know, encourage immediate action. Do we really want to reward a slow trickle over months?
No, we got to reward. We got to give it out still. But somebody who did the initial tweet.
Can we add some stuff to this? You know, can we add a Swolecast shirt, just something to make this a little more nice?
Yeah, let's add some utility to the project. You know.
Sure. Okay, yeah, we'll add some things to it for sure.
All right, I'll toss in a $25 gift card to my store.
Boom. Davis.
They can have, I'll randomly pull a card out of my box and they can have whatever I pull out just so I can just get, should I give some of these away? I should give some of these away.
Now, I want, how about a signed copy of Infinite Jest over your shoulder? Davis signs. There we go.
I'd love to. I'll sign it as David Foster Wallace.
This is the number 2228 Kawhi Leonard out of a limited edition of 15,000. Low ask at the time was 120. Looks like it's slightly down to
$7.
$15. So, what did I say it was? I said my guess in the chat was 15. Do I know my moms or do I know my moms? All right.
Do people like? So actually I do want to talk about Top Shot for just like 45 seconds. Cause I actually have found this slight rebound to be interesting. And Pete would know the answer to this. Are the people buying these, the NFT heads, like the people who are minting Pudgy Penguins and art blocks, or is this like the DFS sickos buying? Like who is buying Top Shots right now?
I mean, I think it, from what I can tell, it's some of the like OG people who are into it, not necessarily the NFT people, but just the people who finally found confidence that it bottomed out and didn't think it was going to go any earlier, that had been eyeing moments for a lot. At least that's what it's been for like Andy and Mike and Jack, who had been buying stuff, is just they finally had confidence that it wasn't going to keep going down in the short term.
There is like, you don't want to catch the falling knife, right? Like you want to wait for a little bit, like no one knew where the bottom was. And I think we now know where the bottom is.
Well, I actually think that the real way it should work is like most of these moms that are like $15 should actually be $2. But the LeBrons and the Zions and the, all that stuff, like that stuff can rise.
Yeah, but to your other point, Dave, I do think, and you've seen some like small tweaks on this, like some of the Top Shot bots have now added denominating in ETH. And I think for a lot of these big ETH whales who just ape into every avatar project, it does feel like play money to them. And if Top Shot even had a display in ETH or a more direct path to buying, like with your MetaMask, I know you can do it, but it just takes a little legwork to get it into your Dapper wallet. I do think that could really help things.
So you're saying it being denominated in ETH on the site would raise the values a little bit?
Not necessarily raise, well, maybe by, tangentially, but just making it more easy. Like a lot of these guys, when they buy these projects, if you were to like price a Top Shot moment in ETH, they'd be like, oh, wow, it's only 0.3 ETH. That's not bad at all. And it's like, you know, $1,000, but it just doesn't feel the same, I think, for these guys.
Makes sense.
Okay, this leads us into our famous segments of legit or bit. One of the questions I have is legit or bit, there will be valuable NFL NFTs this football season before 2022. Legit or bit? Peter.
I'll say bit. I think they still have to get out of Top Shot beta. They probably have a bunch of things to still get in a row for NFL.
Oh, you're thinking this is Top Shot only. I'm just saying Dapper. Anything. I'm saying
don't influence his answer, man.
Well, it sounds like Pete, anything, it sounds like Pete got some alpha over there.
I don't have any alpha. But you mean anything NFL? I mean, didn't DraftKings just do a Tom Brady NFT?
Yeah.
So legit.
So that's what you mean?
Anything like? But I said of value. Like the
they're going crazy,
right? So will they continue to go crazy, or will they bottom out? Like, will those continue to be a thing?
It's hard to tell because I mean Tom Brady is like one of the perfect guys you could do for that, as far as a guy who like spans multiple generations and captures a lot of interest. I think there'll probably be a little bit of diminishing returns unless they're able to just get incredible players and launch more utility. But as far as like a massive Top Shot scaled NFL based themed project or whatever, I can't see it happening this soon.
Davis?
I mean, other than what exists already, like Brady Panini NFTs or Gronk NFTs or whatever, or yeah, the Panini thing, I would say no. I think that Dapper is still trying to get a handle on what to do with the NBA Top Shot beast. So I feel like the NFL project is maybe more for next year.
Tuttle?
Still waiting for my race car, NASCAR nifties that I was promised.
Yeah. What happened to
What happened to those? I have the same answer though. I mean, I don't think there's going to be like packs released like we saw with NBA Top Shot, but DK will continue to run out these player by player drops for sure.
So what was, I missed a little bit of it, but there's a lot of praise going out for DraftKings, how smoothly the drop went. And then we found out that it wasn't actually as smooth as we thought.
They did the exact same thing that Top Shots did, and they on early releases, and didn't limit it to one entry, basically.
People were opening up multiple tabs, from what I understand, and trying to get in via that way. All right, I'm gonna piggyback off this question. Legit or bit? We'll have blockchain based fantasy games by this time next year.
Reality. Ricky Sanders already did it. It's a thing. It's like you can already do it. Not a bit.
Legit. Like not so. I'm talking about like fantasy football.
Yeah, it already exists.
All right. So what's Ricky's thing? I mean,
I literally didn't click on it. I just saw that he was doing it.
Yeah, I have no idea what this.
So I guess the real question is, what will there ever be any interest in blockchain based fantasy?
Oh, they did try it. Well, I thought you were like
so rare. They got so rare. Who's like a legit thing?
Well, yeah,
but I'm saying like for fantasy rings, football,
weren't you like
weren't you head of
product tester or whatever
at Moment Ranks?
No, our boy C Hardy, like they had it for basketball, the playoffs, right. But it was like pick your five, any five moments. Like we still got some work to do, and will that work be done in a major way by this time next year?
Did you complete this Isaac Okoro quest on Top Shot?
Mm-mm.
I did.
You did?
I have. Wow. I have so many momes. I've never sold it.
The next thing I'll complete. I am a member of the Nine Lives Lounge. The next thing I will complete is it's tough because I guess the Grizzlies are my favorite team. But growing up in Nashville, I don't really have like a favorite. It's not like the Titans, right? Or like Vandy. Like I've got like players that I enjoy watching. I got teams that I love to watch play. Love to watch Steph and the Warriors, but I guess the Grizzlies, like I need to complete a team set. I guess the Grizzlies would be.
What's the Nine Lives Lounge?
Oh, Davis.
Davis, that's an exclusive.
Well, boomer take right there.
It's an exclusive community of true believer Top Shot fans who completed the Cool Cats Master Challenge.
Oh, okay.
So they give away a jersey every week until the start of the season. There's other utility that they'll announce. You get access to NBA players in the Discord chat. Tomorrow, Dave Feldman, who I think we all know, is going to be in the chat answering questions about marketing. They've got exclusive help channels and stuff like that. It's a way to add utility to this. And I think that's kind of what started the whole rebound. All right. Let's get into some fantasy-based legit or bit question
on this show.
Yeah, I know, right?
We do have
we hit the quote of 20 minute intro into our topics. So legit or bit, preseason matters as far as evaluating fantasy prospects. Davis.
Yeah, legit. Of course it does. We learn all sorts of like actionable and useful stuff.
All right.
Every year.
Like, does it go any, like, is there anything that goes to the bit level for you?
I mean, like when you're talking about like, oh, guys looking good. Yeah. Like Ramondre Stevenson going up two rounds in ADP because he broke off a run at the end of the game. Like, yeah, that is a bit because Bill Belichick doesn't care about that. And we shouldn't really care about it either, but stuff like the Malcolm Brown stuff is very real. That is legit concerning that Malcolm Brown is playing on third downs with Tua in the first team offense.
Yeah. And I would say I do agree about the Dolphin stuff, but I do think it's still a little bit of a puzzle piece type of thing where you get a piece of information because there are I think now that Flores has come out and had his quotes, how he talks about him, it backs up the usage. But there also could have been scenarios where they're like, this is Malcolm Brown's first reps with the team and Gaskin is already completely entrenched. Let's just get him worked in with preseason. But I think as we get more data points, we can start to draw more certain conclusions on that. But I don't know. Everyone reacted to like people were adjusting ranks for guys in quads, you know, like how big their quads look. So I don't think this necessarily.
I've done that with AJ Dillon. I moved him up my ranks.
So if you're going to be adjusting your ranks that quickly, I mean, at least preseason action, the team is giving us some information there.
Someone explained to me why Miles Gaskin was a thing anyway.
I will go to the Dolphins running back.
Guaranteed touches, bro. You ever heard the two words guaranteed touches?
They have like six guys or six running backs on their roster.
I will say this. I wasn't drafting a lot of Gaskin where he was going, but I'm scooping him up here around pick 85 plus where he's now falling. Like that's a nice price there.
From noted zero RB drafter, Peter Overzet.
It's also, we'll see after week two, like if anything changes at all, as far as, you know, obviously coaches, like different coaches approach the preseason different ways. So
here's the thing though, like week two, they swap roles. Let's say Gaskins swaps carries with Malcolm. You still, like, I still think where he was being drafted was too high, Gaskin.
Yeah,
I think it just accentuates the point that it's going to be a split backfield.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the perfect illustration of that. And we're going to have that moment with Mike Davis very soon. I don't know what it's going to be, but Mike Davis is going to have his Miles Gaskin moment really soon.
I saw people going the other way on Mike Davis last week.
I love it. Please keep pushing Mike Davis.
Hayden and Leone were doing this last week where they were like, actually, he was above fantasy points for expectation per rush. I don't know. I couldn't possibly click on another Hayden Winks graph, but they were touting the long story short is they were touting Mike Davis efficiency.
Yeah. If Mike Davis was on the Cowboys or whatever, I probably would capitulate but I mean, I guess Mike Davis basically is on the Cowboys, that's Zeke. But if Mike Davis was on a really, I couldn't even get a reaction from Davis from that one.
He wasn't paying attention.
I was paying attention. I'm sending an email real quick. I'll give you your reaction in a second.
You were paying attention.
I was sending an email.
He said that Mike Davis basically is on the Cowboys, and honestly, that's dishonest to Mike Davis, who, as far as I know, doesn't have a pizza and alcohol problem.
But yeah, the Falcons are what's their win total over under? They're like a 6 or 7 win team this year.
6.5, I think.
So it's just like, you really think Mike Davis is going to be a bell cow back in all these negative game scripts for a bad team this year? I refuse to buy it.
So are you a Javian Hawkins truther then? Or
I'm a little Allison, little Hawkins, little this, little that.
All right. Okay, legit or bit, one of the rookie quarterbacks that everyone's going nuts over will not start week one. So Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Trey Lance.
Legit.
Justin Fields is not going to start week one.
Yep.
Andy Dalton is.
Agree.
Okay.
Nagy's too dumb and stubborn. Yep.
You agree with that, Peter?
If I had to put money down on it, I would agree with that. I still think there's a chance. I feel like there's like a 20% chance Fields could start.
Man. He got banged up in practice today. Otherwise, I would be more confident. It gives Nagy an excuse. Like, that's all it is. It just gives Nagy an excuse.
He looked kind of rusty. I'm not sure if you guys watched the games. He looked kind of rusty, like his first drive.
He made every wrong read. Every decision
after that, he looked really good, though.
No, dude. Siege said every decision he made was the wrong one. Every read he made was the worst read.
Did you guys see this quote from Andy Dalton earlier today? He said, yes. Justin Fields is going to have a great career, but right now, it's my time.
Nice. Ooh.
The red rifle.
That's like me it's talking spicy. To an egg Twitter account about like something I'm clearly wrong about, but I just won't admit being wrong. Like, that's the same energy that Andy Dalton just gave out.
What about Lance?
Yeah, that's the interesting one to me, San Francisco, because I've seen, I saw it myself and I saw people also highlighting on Twitter the 49ers early season schedule. So to where the point, it's so soft where if Lance doesn't start right away, it's hard to envision him overtaking Jimmy G within the first 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the deal, like, the whole time, though, was that I think even regardless if their schedule is easy or hard, the team structure is so good that if they do make the decision to start Jimmy, that's, I think that too, means yeah, they're riding Jimmy for a little, like, a good while anyways, because Jimmy would have to play, I mean, and not that he can't play that bad, like, Jimmy can play really bad or get hurt, as he's gotten hurt so many times. But
Peter?
You know how it is.
What's the question, Dave?
You're paying attention, but you're writing an email. Is that what it was?
No emails.
Trey Lance, just your thoughts on him based on.
Yeah. Well, what's happened. It's like the opposite of the Nagy thing, right? Like, Shanahan's actually a sharp and a pragmatist who's going to put himself in a position to win. I really don't think there's actually any loyalty there to Jimmy G. Although I will
remember when people thought that Nagy was like a sharp coach.
When was that?
Like his first year?
Yeah, immediately when he came from KC.
Okay.
Actually, I have a scorching hot take. What if Matt Nagy actually, like, I think he's a donkey in some personnel decisions, but what if he actually is a good play caller and he's been coaching with one hand tied behind his back because his quarterbacks have been Nick Foles, Chase Daniels, and Mitch Trubisky, and Justin Fields comes out there and, you know, obviously he's Superman. And they are going to have lots of cool plays on offense.
It's possible.
What about this take? I think it's a good take.
I don't think it's an egregious take. I don't.
I mean, people just called him dumb. And now Davis is coming forward saying sharp.
He's shown he's a good play caller. And that's all the case Davis is making, is that he's a good play caller.
Well, and the quicker he starts Fields, the more the sentiment on him will change, because a good quarterback kind of solves any kind of coaching questions.
Yeah. I mean, like, Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl while actively being a donkey, because Russell Wilson is that good.
Going back to the 49ers. So when, like, you see Trent Sherfield score that long touchdown, does that move the needle for you at all, Davis?
Didn't move the needle for me, but it's moved the needle to the market. Trey Lance on Underdog now is the quarterback 11. Like, so if
I'm
really
talking about Sherfield though, and then the coach speak as well that came out.
No.
Trying to pump an axe Titan? he was a Cardinal.
What do you have? Do you have Trey Sherfield Mahomes or something? Like, what are we doing here?
Sherfield's a smart guy. He's a smart player.
Okay, yeah, because he's from Vandy. I knew there was some natural connection.
Whose first descriptor of a player has ever been smart? He's a smart player.
He went to Vandy. That was the joke. Yeah. I was hoping you guys.
I had no idea where you were going.
We're talking about legit or bet with the preseason, and I want to know, as far as, like, when you have a guy, Peter put in there about the Terrace Marshall long catch in the Fantasy Life newsletter. Like, pay attention.
It was about the usage, the role. He also had two red zone ones. It was the long catch that got all the highlights, but there's plenty of actual things to be excited about with Terrace Marshall.
Yeah, but you were like streaking down the sideline on his long. I mean, come on.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you were pumping your bags. You were.
That's what I'd use the newsletter for, to pump my bags on my.
Yeah, he wants to ruin the ADP for his favorite players via the Fantasy Life newsletter. Like, that's why it exists.
He's selling his best ball teams on OpenSea.
Hey. It's not a bad
idea. That's a good idea.
Tokenize
by fractional shares of our best ball teams.
Here's the thing, if there's a guy that we already have a bias on, like Terrace Marshall, who's going to be good, preseason matters once he shows us that he's good.
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, like, here's the thing. There are there are three types of people for the
here's
preseason.
The thing.
The first person is, it's just preseason. It's third stringers. Who cares? Then there's my type of guy, which is, do you see that Trey Lance throw? Damian Williams looks so good. Oh my God, it's amazing. And then there is like the I'm not paying attention to any of it guy.
So do you know what I actually think it is? Have you guys seen the like, you'll see it in the crypto memes, the bell curve for the like 30 IQ is like Trey Lance yes. did this. The middle yeah. IQ is preseason, doesn't matter whatsoever. And I actually think it's like the Mensa level IQ. If you know how to parse it, there's
yeah.
edges.
No, that is my favorite meme format in the world. It's so good.
There you go. Someone make that for preseason.
All right. So the title of this newsletter is, this is a Fantasy Snipe newsletter, Matthew Berry's. You can, Peter, where can they subscribe to this?
No, I already know what you're about to do. What did I say? Just skip to what you're about to do.
No, the title is Draft Terrace Marshall Jr. Before It's Too Late.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said something about me saying I was salivating over him streaking down the sideline.
Well, you did. You said he stole the show. He turned five targets into 88 yards, including a marvelous 60-yard catch. Okay.
It does sound a little sensational.
Yeah, from Philip Walker. Marshall also showcases versatility, lining up all over the formation and earning two red zone targets.
That's what
I'm aggressively targeting Marshall in drafts until he gets too expensive.
It's exactly so, what's about to happen.
But that's the thing. Like Peter's already done 200 drafts. So now he's going to pump up Terrace Marshall to where he's too expensive.
How does that benefit him?
It doesn't benefit me.
Yeah, it does. 100% no, it does.
It does not benefit
yes,
me to pump him up.
Because that's your investment. So if the majority of your drafts are behind you, you're pushing his ADP up to where you did have him is now too expensive
Kitchen,
for where it's going.
The equivalent you're making here would be as if I would get paid dividends or someone could actually come and buy like my Terrace Marshall stock.
Yeah, like
that analogy does not work.
Like he's writing this in his newsletter so we can get a future second round draft pick for Terrace Marshall in his
he's pumping up the ADP
tight end premium.
Kitchen has this in reverse. Downplaying it would be the move. Terrace Marshall looked terrible. It was all PJ.
If the majority of his drafts were ahead of him, but Peter's already done so many drafts that he's actively pushing up Marshall. It's like after you've made your big investment
from that, Dave. I can't benefit.
After you've made like your big and let's say you purchase like 24 garlands and you don't have like any more garlands to purchase, you're gonna pump it.
No, it's
Dave,
what Tuttle said.
This is,
there,
Dave,
it would actually
so
be
dumb.
Malpractice if a guy I liked, I just shit all over him in the newsletter yes. day after day after day. Then you could actually claim that.
Okay. All right. Well, we gave your newsletter a bump. So
thank you. My newsletter. Yes.
Yeah. The Swolecast bump. It needed it.
We have 3,000 subs on YouTube. So, okay. You guys want to go into tips for people.
What?
This was one of Dave's.
This was one of the ideas.
I tried to pitch it like 15 minutes before the show.
Well, maybe tune to the show notes
me,
30 minutes
to me now, and I'll tell you if it's a good
okay.
idea.
You give one. Yeah, this is the Fantasy Shark Tank idea that we had from last year. You get one. You give one tip. Fantasy related and one tip that is related to non-fantasy life, pop culture, fitness. Yeah.
My main fantasy tip is to commandeer an email list with about 200,000 subscribers and start pumping the bags on the your favorite late round wide receiver. Mm. If you could do that, I highly recommend it.
I'm aggressively targeting Marshall in drafts. All right. And what's your, I'm surprised you volunteered to go first. What's your non-fantasy tip?
Non-fantasy tip is you don't, at the time, red eyes always seem like a good idea. And I learned in my youth that they're not actually a good idea. And so that's my moral of the story. You think you're going to pack more time into your trip. You'll do the red eye, but you're going to mess up the rest of your week. So my tip is anti-red eye at all costs.
Aren't you rich enough to not be doing the red eye thing now at this point?
I did.
Davis,
do
he just
eye.
Quit
That's
his
my
job.
Tip. That's my tip.
When I was a poor college kid, I did the Vegas red eye and I learned that lesson too. Absolutely never again. Not worth it. Like I just stayed up. My flight was at 6:30. So I just stayed up. I didn't go to sleep.
I thought I was
going to
sleep
Vegas.
on my Yeah, I'm from California. I thought I was going to sleep on a red eye. And there was a whole, like, it was like a junior high or elementary, like, no, softball
Dave,
team.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. I just didn't sleep the night before. I just stayed up gambling in Las Vegas until 4 o'clock.
But I'm saying that I thought I was going to sleep on this red eye. And there was like a junior high softball team. And then those families had kids. And there was like a screaming kid right behind me. So I didn't get any sleep. And I was miserable for the next day. Also, whenever I was doing the when I was a DraftKings pro, you guys remember, I was flying to Boston every Monday, and then my flight back to Nashville would be 5 a.m. the next morning, Eastern time. And it was like my whole day was gone. It was wasted. So I understand.
Well, the things you talk yourself into, when I studied abroad, classic story.
Oh,
there.
My God. Yeah. How often do you tell these stories to Lauren's friends?
No, this isn't a story I tell. We were so cheap that we landed in Amsterdam at like 1 a.m. We're like, it'll be Amsterdam, man. We'll just stay up all night and then we'll just get a place the next day. By like 6 a.m., we are just dead. And we had to go. We were in like a Burger King in the train station, like huddled up in a booth just trying to sleep because we were
with all
idiots.
Your bags.
Literally, yeah, with all of our bags, because we didn't want to pay 25 euro for a hostel. Just absolute idiot shit.
Okay, Davis, your one fantasy tip.
Draft Daryl Henderson in the fourth round in any draft where you can get him, because if we all got Men in Black memory wiped right now, he'd be going with Antonio Gibson and Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the second round.
I thought you were going to say
Can you give us another tip, Davis? Because like, draft Daryl Henderson is the equivalent of like me saying like, give a financial tip and you're like, oh, buy Bitcoin. Like, well, that's
so totally it's like literally 200% year over year return and can't be matched by anything else that exists.
No, I'm saying that like people already know if they listen to you or watch you that you are a big Daryl Henderson guy. So
okay,
come up with something else.
Donovan Peoples-Jones is the best guy to round out your underdog teams with right now.
Oh, in the 18th round, I said that last week.
And Donald Parham, the Chargers are starting to get
right,
bullish
about go.
Donald Parham.
There we go. We'll accept the Parham take. And then your non-fantasy tip for the people.
Listen to the Huberman Lab podcast.
Oh, God. I haven't finished it yet.
It's literally, I'm not even kidding. It's like changed my life. Like it's like the best, most concise life optimization stuff I've ever heard. And it's all backed by peer reviewed science. It's unbelievable.
So what, Davis, what's the most actionable thing that you've taken away from it so far?
Get into optic flow immediately when you wake up. So go outside.
What is optic flow? You gotta explain.
Hey, can we not make this podcast political, guys?
Optic flow is basically like your eyes and your brain start working in concert, and when you get up and you are looking at your phone and you're kind of in a dim room, you do not get into optic flow, and it kind of messes with your brain firing to actually signal to the rest of your body that you're awake. So when you wake up, you immediately want to start producing adenosine, and you're not doing that when you're sitting in bed looking at your phone. So I immediately get up and drink a glass of water and go outside with the dogs.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a good tip. Even though you piggybacked off of someone else's tip, I would not expect anything else from you, Davis. So good job.
Well, my whole life now is evangelizing this podcast to people.
Just subscribed.
Tuttle.
My fantasy take is going to be a little bit controversial here.
Uh-oh.
Because we have some influencers on the show from Underdog. Don't play Underdog. do your best ball drafts at DraftKings. Do your best ball drafts at DraftKings. You're a donkey who is losing EV if you're not maxed out on DraftKings and you're drafting on Underdog.
You would truly have a point if it wasn't miserable to draft there. Like, it is not fun.
It's not fun.
That's the whole point. But that's what makes it EV, right?
No, like
if you're not lazy,
there are still way better ways to invest your money and to spend your time. If you're just hunting from EV, like, do not play best ball there. I could give you a million OpenSea avatar projects where you can make way more money than you will in best ball.
Yeah. I mean, but that's something an Underdog influencer would say.
Okay.
DraftKings makes it very, very easy to be an underdog influencer.
Hey, guys, please.
Here's the thing. I love Underdog. I love Jeremy. I honestly still with them.
I shill for Underdog so hard just because like it's a fun, lovable company and the app is so good. Yes, but I mean, great. you're right. Like, I mean, I've spent thousands of dollars on Underdog that I could have put on DK, but I haven't. What can you do?
I get it. Withdrew from FanDuel so I could play on DraftKings. It's the kind of same for like upcoming DFS and sports betting. It's the same principle as far as I enjoy playing on one site more than the other, even though it's not for
me. Are you guys ready for Dave to turn into a full sports betting tout in like 9 to 10 months, by the way?
I'm excited for it.
Like Dave is gonna be like a take the Titans first half money line sports betting tout.
Will not happen. But since we're on the subject, my tip is it's a company tip. It's basically subscribe to Scores and Odds. This would almost be legit or bit. You guys know Grant.
Legit or bit, you turning into a sports betting tout, Alec, literally right now.
Dave has just said you're going to turn into a sports betting tout in the next words out of your mouth. We're touting sports betting.
But he's shilling other touts.
I'm shilling the other touts. Like I will never be a sports betting tout. Like I will never be a sports. Clip I it. Might De- give like
Devin,
a pick.
Devin, clip it, Devin.
I might give some alpha takes like on NFL or whatever, but like as far as shilling it or whatever, that will never be me. Like I know the lane.
Absolutely, Devin, clip it because we're.
I know the lane I'm in. Grant Niefer is up like over 50 units on player prop picks for
he's
pitching.
Very good with the props.
It is ridiculous.
He's very good.
Thank you, Devin, for clipping that. You
posted Fear My Turtle, tennis expert.
Fear My Turtle went 4-0. So good. Yeah. He went 4-0 yesterday. And so that would be my tip as I pump the company's bags. Is that
Alex? Alex will like randomly message me like minor league tennis bets. And I'm just like, how can I even watch this? Like, how did
this
even
is like
show
a WTA Cincinnati. And I'm watching like on the FanDuel app is he's just crushing it. So
it's because the surface was super fast. So the long serves played better. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Got the college football product coming up with Alex and Sean too. I'm pumping the bags. And Ben Pritchett back too. Old FI guy, Ben Pritchett.
You just sent up a screenshot tweet. Good old natural slugger did.
Yeah, that was cracking me up. That was good stuff.
All right. Yeah, and I don't know what my fantasy tip would be.
who's the backup running back in Tennessee now that Darrington Evans got hurt?
Evans is fine.
Okay. Okay. So here would be my tip is like on Underdog and half point PPR sites, not PPR sites, but half point PPR sites, people that are drafting Kamara over Derrick Henry are donkeys. And,
Oh, Dave, man, don't be this guy. Haven't you been reading Karain's running back research?
Yeah. And I get like every year, here's the thing.
What do you think the odds are that Dave has clicked on a fantasy article this year?
Here's the thing. Like, I love JJ, right? But, like, when he talks about every year, it is Derrick Henry cannot do what he did last year. Derrick Henry cannot do, and, like, every year he does what he did last year. And people are, it seems like, they're just forgetting now that Julio Jones is going to be on this team and that Tennessee was already the second highest. Davis.
I'm getting visions in my head of like every week on the show. It's just going to be, there's going to be a minimum of 7 minutes of like, okay, you stack Tannehill. Which one do you take, AJ Brown or Julio Jones with Derrick Henry and Anthony?
No, Kirkland? I actually think from like a DFS standpoint, it makes it a lot more difficult to predict it's kind of like the last year with the Bucks, right? Like there's so many options that you throw a couple of darts out there. It's not like just play AJ Brown every week. I don't know if you can do
so
that.
So Dave, I just kind of want to just boil down what you just said. It's basically like a lot of my smart friends say Derrick Henry is probably not a good bet at his current ADP this year. And you are saying he, for reasons like we can't really calculate, he just
he is a good pick.
All regression and because he's just good.
Well, we have talked about this, Peter. I don't like to bring up the past.
We've talked about it.
I don't like
it.
To bring we've up the past. But last year, Peter said on the show that Derrick Henry was not an alpha running back. That's what he said. He said he was not.
What is that even like? How does that even?
He said he wouldn't. You don't understand. Like Peter said, he would not draft Derrick Henry in the first round because he didn't because he couldn't catch passes.
That was a good take.
It was a good take. I stand in solidarity with my brother Pete.
All right. Well, we'll see how Derrick Henry does against less stacked boxes this year and the same amount of touchdown equity. That's all I'm saying.
Is it if you want to, I kind of side with Dave here.
Yeah, if you want to play a bad Kamara, or not a bad Kamara, but a Kamara on a bad Saints team, like we don't know what the Saints offense is going to look like, and so you're. Go ahead.
See, I agree. I agree with Dave here. I want to be on the guy that's going to be on the better offense overall,
and who you know is going to get like touchdowns in this offense.
Right. No, so. I hate. With that said, I hate the number three or four pick in best ball. Like that's my least favorite spot.
I just take Kamara every time. I have 18% Kamara because I just take him every time.
I
hate the number two pick, to be honest. Like I like Dalvin, but it still feels like there's not a clear cut number two.
I think he's pretty big, or there's a pretty big separation between him and Henry and Kamara.
Yeah.
It's that three pick that then you start thinking, maybe I'll just take Kelsey. I don't know.
You guys might have seen in the Best Ball Mania, I picked Saquon, fell to 12, and then Taylor to the beginning of that
round. Where would we have seen this, Dave?
Where? Also, that's like a pretty common start for drafts.
It was a response to someone's tweet. I don't know.
Okay, well, you guys might have seen this.
Yes, as an underdog.
Many
people are saying,
what are you doing at the end of the first round if you have the 12 overall pick? I'm telling you, it's hard to pass up. Actually, someone said it's hard to pass up the 10 spot going Saquon and Taylor. And I'm saying that Saquon fell all the way to
the Giants are just going to be so bad. It's just going to be one of the toughest scenes of all time.
So if you're drafting on DraftKings for best ball, one of the things that will happen is you'll end up with a lot of Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I like that at all. Because I agree. The Giants.
I already have a lot of Evan Ingram like on underdog.
Ingram and Fant are the two tight ends that fall down.
I love Fant.
Way too low.
Ingram, Fant, and the other guy, wasn't he same draft class too? Gesicki is also a guy that's now sliding a ton.
Yeah. I'm worried about Gesicki a little bit.
Davis, we talked about Rondale Moore on last week's show. Has your opinion changed a little bit? Like, do you think that his stock is going to go up a little bit?
I mean, I was pretty bullish on Rondale. I don't remember saying anything bad about him. It's so interesting. Rondale Moore is literally like after he goes off at wide receiver 57, wide receiver dies. Like it is at what Rondale Moore goes, and you better pray for your soul if you only have four wide receivers because you are dust.
You used to be able to get Terrace Marshall a few rounds after him, but some of these influencers, man, just completely ruined his ADP.
You have a newsletter with 200. The headline is draft Terrace Marshall Jr. before it's too late. I'm aggressively targeting Marshall.
It's once you get to like that Emmanuel Sanders range at wide receiver.
Sanders is wide receiver. He's wide receiver 58. It's literally after Rondale goes, it's just dust.
Tuttle, honest question for DraftKings strategy. How do you handle the quarterback since they go so early?
Taking a lead one.
The problem is they're actually sliding a little bit on DK. Like Dak right now. Yeah, Dak is sliding. I have a lot of Dak. Burrow really slides. You can get Burrow pretty late. So I have way too many Cincinnati guys. Burrow, I have a lot of Burrow stacks. A lot of Dak stacks because those are the two guys sliding on DK right now. Otherwise, it's waiting. If I'm like completely punting quarterback on DK, it's usually like, hate to say it, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I got a lot of Daniel Jones.
Wentz is, I remember seeing him now after the injury, he was basically free. You could get him.
Yep.
Who was it? Was it maybe Harmon? Was talking about how he still thinks Sterling Shepard's good.
I take Sterling Shepard a lot.
He's been having a good camp, they say, too. I don't know.
He's also one of the guys who doesn't hate Joe Judge, apparently. Like he's like one of the few Giants players that just does not actively hate Joe Judge. So that seems to be good.
Ooh, yeah. I have a QB question because Nick in chat just said Hurts slides like crazy in DK. And it actually made me think about his potential replacement. Do you guys ever draft Deshaun Watson?
Ever? I have 0%.
I think I've 0% taken him like as well. Once.
Colin Drew, much richer man than me, much better fantasy player than me, has like 21% Deshaun Watson all last round. All
I mean, he's
round.
Free. Yeah.
See, I'll take him if it's a team that has like two later round quarterbacks. Then I'll throw Watson on that team.
There is a point where I probably would take him, but it's when me as a human being becomes more terrible. So, all right.
Ethical drafting.
Yeah, it's ethical drafting. So as far as what has changed for you guys last week, this week, what you're looking for, maybe this upcoming week with the preseason week two, Peter, what are you looking for this week?
I guess just more patterns to match what happened in week one, or to just throw the papers up in the air and say, okay, that didn't matter at all. I'm trying to think of one of the camp battles that would be interesting. I mean, we mentioned the Dolphins one already. I think that will be interesting to see. I think trying to find more clarity on some of these backfields where I am betting against it. Like I want to see some more Javian Hawkins versus Quadre Allison stuff. You know, some of those ambiguous back, the Jets, Ty Johnson running ahead of Michael Carter in a lot of the passing down stuff. Tevin Coleman didn't play, so I want to see him come back and see how the Jets are viewing those backfields. So yeah, trying to figure out, hone in on the zero RB targets, I think will be something I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the Jags and the Lions receivers. I know that's not sexy, but it's like late round, like those are guys who are basically free in the late rounds. And wanting to know who to draft. Like it might be Marvin Jones Jr. season.
He looks
which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I would like to see the first team Arizona Cardinals offense for a little bit, just to see what they do with Chase Edmonds and James Conner. Like if Chase Edmonds gets a carry from the 3 yard line with the first team offense, he's going to go in the fifth round in high stakes drafts.
Man, I've got so we're traveling to Texas next week for our annual Copycat Guys Weekend Home League draft.
Heard they're not having any problems with COVID down there. Seems pretty straightforward.
we're in Texas. I'll tell you if
what,
it's bad.
Miami was full. You couldn't get a flight to Miami.
Well, first of all, literally we have a guy on this show who spent a week in Vegas and is back with us. So, but this is in Davis. When you've got the vaccine, bro, you can go anywhere you want.
I actually don't. Yeah, honestly, if you're vaccinated, you did your job. It's not your fault that a bunch of hillbillies are not doing their job out there.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I live in hillbilly nation here in Wisconsin, and so when we went down to Texas, as crazy as it sounds, there were more people masked up down there.
More people masked. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy in Vegas. I mean, they were incredibly strict. You know, obviously you take your mask off to have a drink, like at the craps table or whatever. And if you let it linger for legit more than 5 seconds, someone there, pit boss, dealer, was telling you to get it right back up. Like
I mean, that it actually makes sense in Vegas because they lost
everyone's
so
traveling
much money.
Right.
Well, no, you lose so much money if you can't keep things functional.
But they're also having everyone. It's not like a local thing. Like everyone's flying in from different regions. And so it can just be this super spreader. They've already announced that the GTW event is going to be all mask, like they sent out an email this week. So, but anyways, in this draft, it's a keeper draft and it's auction format. And I've got some choices to make. I'm going to put it here. I'm going to put it here and see what you guys think.
All right. Let's all help right. Kitchen out.
Yeah. Help me out here. You get to pick two, and then basically it goes against your $200 salary cap. It's a half point PPR. No, nothing crazy here. So I got DeAndre Swift that I can keep for $16. I got Chase Edmonds I can keep for $1. I've got
I literally tune out so hard during
I mean
stuff
that's
like
the
this.
Easy one right there. But I would like to put it on record, I morally object to auction drafts.
Why?
I'll call it a salary cap draft, bro.
Yes, because you're bidding on players and trying to own them. That is
all right.
Not good.
I'm not gonna get
canceled Dave.
No.
I mean, Edmund, why is Edmonds even a question though, right? So like
yeah,
you can just
keep Edmonds for $1.
For $1, yeah.
Guy's a seventh round pick.
So what here's the question. Like Sean and the RotoViz guys have gotten me super hyped on DeAndre Swift. This groin injury might be a problem though, right?
Legit
right.
Worried. Yeah. Legit worried about it. Have been stopped taking him and have started taking Jamal Williams.
Where is he falling?
He's not. He's really not falling at all.
Because he does fall on DK.
Because this is the thing about injury reporting. It only matters if it's like kind of like the talk of Twitter for a little bit. But if people just disregard it after it's reported,
yeah,
nothing happens, right? So like Rashad Bateman, before he actually was like out with the surgery, he was already suffering from this core injury, but his ADP was going up because everyone was talking about how Marquise Brown was hurt. It's just a factor of the level of reporting. Like Darren Waller hasn't practiced in what, like 3 weeks, Pete?
Yeah, but he's back now. He returned.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. Glad
okay,
to hear
so
it.
The other guys are AJ Dillon for $1 and Damian Harris for $1. So it's like
it's Dillon and Edmonds.
Yeah, Dillon and Edmonds, easy.
You agree, Peter?
Yeah. How deep are these benches?
They're fairly deep.
It's probably like six-man bench.
No, there's like I think the roster is 17 players, and for a redraft league, 17 players is a lot.
Is your home league PPR?
I just said half point PPR, and it's two flex. So
you can start four wide receivers.
Yeah, you could start five wide receivers.
That's wow. What you're describing was almost identical to the live auction draft I did. Sorry, contract keeper league. In Vegas. So yeah, I like those. Edmonds and Dillon seem nice.
Dillon's a dope play this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Still fun to draft. He's getting expensive everywhere now too.
Yeah. His thighs are nice too. So if you have a question for us for your drafts, send it to us on Twitter and we'll have Tuttle or myself answer it on next week's show. For free advice that we're giving out here, free alpha. All right, closing thoughts, Davis.
Really hate when people say I'm giving out free alpha on Twitter. It's like one of the worst things that you can say.
Is it really one of the worst things you can say, Davis? Or is that a little bit
hyperbolic? You have 17,000 followers. Like no one gives a shit about your free alpha.
Okay.
Hey, Kitchen, right. check Twitter real quick. Check your notifications. You were all excited about this castle party.
I gotta see.
I'll read the tweet. He included me in this one, so I feel very happy. I just watched Swolecast. I was being sarcastic. Nobody wants to go to that lame ass castle party.
No, I'm looking at the castle. This looks dope.
Yeah. All right, so little Jay was just joshing us. All right,
you know what I Peter? Love is
can't believe they would josh a castle.
Little Jay has Bitcoin Angel in his Twitter profile. That's how he's joined the community.
No, is Bitcoin Angel poser?
Right. I mean, he could aspire to be like me and have two Bitcoin Angels.
What a prankster! All right, Peter, closing thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, Terrace Marshall stole the show. He's going to continue to steal the show. Incredible fluidity in his movement.
Heard you're targeting him aggressively in drafts.
I am. Expensive. The long con. Targeting him at a more expensive price point. It all worked out.
This is right out of the Silva playbook right here. All right. Tuttle, closing thoughts?
This is a little too in vogue for me, but I'm still going to say it.
Oh boy.
This is where we get canceled.
Draft Josh Palmer for relatively
okay.
cheap.
Okay. Okay. I like that take.
He's becoming right. a little too hot, but
no, good. No, don't. Josh Palmer's so bad.
No, he's at Josh Palmer is good. Davis.
He's a, when you play for Tennessee,
what if only... I told you Josh Palmer's actually good?
I'm no, post
it's an investment. It's an investment in the Chargers offense.
Huddle? I'm gonna Huddle saying draft Josh Palmer before it's too late, basically.
Josh Palmer is this year's Chase Claypool. How about that for a take?
Ooh, I like it.
Isn't Josh Palmer like not athletic at all?
Davis, if you just go by your nerdy spreadsheets.
He didn't score any points. He didn't do anything in college either.
Yeah, well, no one playing for the University of Tennessee did. I mean, that was the whole point. Like, look at some of the – you know who also didn't do anything for Tennessee, Davis? Alvin Kamara. Didn't do anything for Tennessee.
They were so
like,
bad last year.
He had a 25% Dominator rating as a fourth-year 21-year-old. That's like okay, that's like extremely mediocre.
I'm not going to lie. I don't like the player profiler comp I just pulled up.
Who is it?
Jacoby Jones.
That's why all you need is the Peter profiler comp.
Yeah, Chase there we Claypool. Go. We're just going to forget that one. Go with the Chase Claypool. No, but it is an investment as wide receiver three and what I think is going to be a good offense.
All right. And we've had a lot of people in the chat ask basically what I did as far as my camera, because they say I look better than all the other guys on the show, which typically is not the case. So it's the Camo app. So you can download and pay for the Camo app. It's using your phone as your webcam, basically. So shout out to Camo, not a spot. It's a free plug for them.
Yeah. So what's going on? Is the, cause I see the Camo thing within the Zoom. Is that watermark also on the show box on the live?
Does that feed? Mean Dave didn't pay
Yeah, I thought that was
program?
Unprofessional personally.
Does that mean that Dave is using like a free trial of this?
No, I paid.
Hey Dave,
I
here's
paid
some
for
free
this.
Alpha. Pay for the
Davis,
program so you don't have
I'm
the
not
watermark.
A cheapskate. I'm not a cheapskate. I paid for this with the company.
Oh my
card.
God. Wait, guys. Last
with
thing.
The company card.
Let's do a Lawden Thinks here. How many monthly subscriptions does Dave have to Thinks he hasn't used in a year? Like Dave is definitely the guy who just downloads an app, pays for it, and never opens it again.
False.
No, because you have your Trellos and your base camps and your Asanas. And I think you do your personal life the same way. Like how many habit apps have you paid for? Habit and or organization apps?
I do not have any monthly charges for habits.
you pay for them yearly?
Dave, I wanted to at the UNLV Stadium for Summer League, there was a Dairy Queen. Oh, this is actually a very funny story. First of all, I wanted to get a Dairy Queen just for the bid equity.
Why didn't you?
I didn't feel like one. I know that's a hard concept to wrap your head around, Dave.
Yeah.
So Jack goes and gets the Dairy Queen, and he's like so enthralled with how thick it is, and he's holding it upside down. He's like doing a trick over my head. Look, Pete, like nothing's coming out. I'm like, Jack, I will kill you. He keeps doing this. Like he's not satisfied. He's going like this. Sure thing. Falls right out there in the stadium. So.
Did he cry like a little baby?
he threw a temper tantrum.
He needs to understand that ice cream, it melts. So.
Maybe in Las Vegas too, where it's 115 degrees.
That is a classic Jack story. I love it. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll give away the Kawhi Leonard and a shirt and one of Davis's sports cards.
Hold on. I'm gonna grab one out here. Gift card. At random.
And a gift card to Peter's store. And free parenting tips from Tuttle. So make sure you like and subscribe. Hit the like button.
Tuttle,
who is it?
You sold this one to me.
Josh
that's
Rosen?
Actually no, that's like actually Kyler. A good one. That's a Kyler one.
Okay.
Can't give that away. That one's actually worth
no, you said that's whoever you pulled.
Nope.
Davis, you said whoever you pulled you'd give away.
Nope, I could actually sell that one, so I lied.
All right.
It's like a $110 card. Oh, and Dave's gone. His free trial ran out.
The Camo free trial.
Great way to end the show. All right, everyone. For Soccer Dave, for for Peter Overzet, for Mr. Tuttle05, make sure to always pay for your programs before you use them on a live broadcast.